This episode is brought to you by 3Chi. 3Chi, it rhymes, is the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. Go to 3Chi.com, the number 3CHI.com, to shop for Delta 8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S-21, at checkout and receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
Fresh pop there, Todd. I'm going to kick this episode off with a little bit of ginger alcoholic beer. Alcoholic, usually ginger, non-alcoholic, goes with the Moscow Mules, the what you have use of that world. We're looking at a Krabby's original alcoholic ginger beer here, Todd, at a 4.8% alcohol per by volume. This is a malt beverage with natural flavors and caramel color added. Oh, you see what they did there? You pour this in a glass, you think that color came from the fermentation process.
Nope.
Here we go. Here's my first taste of it. I've never had an alcoholic ginger beer, Todd.
Really?
Refreshing. You are getting that, you know, you're getting that bite you'd get from the, you know, the sweet and sour, you know, you're getting that tart, a little tartness. Soft tart, though. So it's a soft tart, Todd.
You've never had an alcoholic one before.
This is nice. It's a nice, soft, easy to drink, delicious ginger beer. Now, can you have more than two? I don't think so.
No, they're definitely made to go in either whiskey or vodka. They're not made to be drank by themselves. I have only had the ones with alcohol in it. If you're a Moscow Mule or a Tennessee Mule or a Kentucky Mule, and you're not using the ginger beer with alcohol in it, you are a pussy. There's not enough alcohol. You can never get enough alcohol. I only buy the ones with alcohol in it. It's the same way with, like, why would you buy margarita mix? It doesn't already have tequila in it.
Well, now that's a different, I don't know. To me, listen, beer alcohol is different than alcohol. If you're, that has to be the shittiest, like, that's the tequila they put in the margarita mix is what they shop vac up off the floors over at the Patron factory.
Yeah, but why would you mix tequila and margarita mix that doesn't already have an alcohol content together when you can buy the alcohol in the margarita mix and get more alcohol content per fucking cup?
Glass. You've been doubling down this whole time, and I just started doubling down with the vodka seltzers.
I have never, ever mixed a drink with any kind of... Now, will I do a whiskey Coke, something like that? Yeah, because you can't buy Coke with alcohol in it already. If you could, I would only make whiskey Cokes with Coke that already has alcohol in it.
Really? So I didn't know you were such a double downer.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This whole time, you were always at the margarita mix. It always had the tequila in it, and you're still putting tequila in it like that doesn't have tequila in it?
Yeah, I've never once bought the Jose Cuervo tequila mix that doesn't have alcohol in it.
Wow. You've never just bought straight up sweet and sour?
I have, but because you can't buy sweet and sour with alcohol in it. So.
Well, that's what the margarita, I mean, the sweet and sour is just like the margarita mix. Like, you never bought virgin margarita mix?
No, never. Never. No.
Unbelievable.
When I have the option of what I'm mixing with the alcohol to already have alcohol in it, mm-hmm. I'm going for that. Because I need as much alcohol content per serving as humanly possible. But all I need is the other stuff is for taste, right?
Yeah.
That's all I need. Now, maybe I'm an idiot because I could just put more tequila with the non-alcoholic margarita mix and get the same concentration. But in my head, I'm thinking, no, I already need the alcohol in there because that's better. Yeah. I get it. I'm a dummy, I'm sure, because I could just simply make my Moscow Mules heavier on the vodka, lighter on the ginger beer. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I'm like, no, this ginger beer already has alcohol in it. I'm just going to double it down.
Because I don't think restaurants are using non-alcoholic ginger beer on their shit.
They are, because they have to get a double shot.
Mm-hmm. I wish, you know what, it should just be okay. Yeah, calm down, everybody. It's going to be okay, man. We got Uber now. Uber's here. We got Lyft. We got... I mean, I didn't know that, though. And it's interesting because it kind of, like a lot of times you just go 0 to 100 real quick. And I'm just like, yo, Todd just went, because like you'll be cool, calm, and collected for a while, but then you get to a certain level of litness. And then that's when aggressive Todd shows up and starts fucking directing traffic, if you will.
Especially if you have me try Adderall for the first time.
Yeah, don't do that, bro. Get that away from old Todd, man. Had a good weekend. Helped my lady. We moved her son into college in Connecticut. We went up to he goes to Sacred Heart.
Nice.
University. He's a volleyball player, freshman. At the moment, it's a red shirt, but I'm not sure because we got scholarship.
Good.
But I'm not, you know, he's really good. So we're going to see what happens when he gets in there and starts mixing it up with these kids, and then they start seeing how unbelievable this motherfucker is at being a setter. He could be anywhere, bro, and still put the ball behind him where it needs to be in the far right corner. So homeboy, the 6'8" homie could come rain down on fucking pain from the skies.
I think I would, if I was to be a Division I athlete, I would want to redshirt my first year.
Yeah.
For a couple reasons. One, I can get used to college without also having to have all the pressure of, you know, I've got to really knock it out this first year athletically, right?
Yes.
Then plus, by the, if you're going to be a four-year athlete, then by the time you come to your senior year, hopefully you're just holding down the bare minimum class load and you're just having a good time enjoying your senior year of athletics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like a double win-win almost. Now, yeah. But he's a level of competitor that I've seen very rare, like the way he adapts and just excels.
I'm sure he's going to want to be playing.
Yeah, sure. I do. And you know, it's kind of hard to like explain when you're that age, telling him in 4 years is going to be a much better, like 4 years from now. Shut the fuck up. It's like a million.
Right.
I'll be like, what? When I was 20, wait, when you were 18, you're like, when I'm 22, relax, bro.
Right.
Jesus, I'm fucking 18.
He's like, but, you mean by the time we're all trying to kill each other over gasoline because the Delta variants cut our numbers down by 10% of the planet's population?
You know what? I don't know if it's just the old dude in me, but I'm more excited about for when he gets past college. You know, and because he's going to be so good at everything he does in men's leagues. He's incredible at baseball. He probably could have went, probably could have gotten drafted.
Mm-hmm.
He was incredible. He's incredible. He's incredible at everything he does. He just like when he got to this place, his school, high school, didn't have football and he was over baseball. Yeah. So he just like, let's see what's up in volleyball. He just started playing his like sophomore year.
Mm.
And he got like conference player of the year last year type level shit.
Nice.
He was up for like a USA Today award. I mean, it's incredible. It's like, especially when you're a dude like me who really thought that the NBA wasn't that. I mean, listen, it's a long shot, but I can do it. You know, that's how I felt. Like if I work out this every day and keep going, but I couldn't even make the community college as a walk on if I tried. Right. So it was never going to happen. But I mean, he's to get a D1 ride and then I look at that. I'm like, my God, if I can't imagine being that good at a sport where they actually give you money to show up there.
Oh, I can't either. I'm the same way. I mean, I always thought I'd be playing second base for the Reds. It didn't matter.
You were fucking ready, bro.
It didn't matter that I clearly saw a difference in their fucking bodies, you know, than what I looked like. But in your head, you're like, fuck,
yes.
I can't. Dude, have you seen me play? Have you seen the fucking snags I make up the middle that nobody else can get to?
And that's why you shine. That's why you were a shiner when it came to adult softball, though.
Yeah, that's true. You were another level. For that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, hey, sometimes that's what we, you know, people don't understand. When you're in high school sports, all you're really doing is training for that fucking, for that drink, that beer drinking league in your 30s, bro.
That's the reality. Like 99% of us are playing for our future. And are we going to be B league softball or A league? Are we going to be C league, B league, A league, or just rec league? You know,
or just a team of people from a restaurant that play together.
Oh, I noticed this today. Dogs don't like dog food.
Well, I mean, if you ate the same bullshit every single day out of that same broke ass bag, you wouldn't like it either.
Well, I think we decided what dogs like back in the day, right? And if you if you ever question that, listen, I have a tub with the dog food in it that sits in the mud room that's see-through. They know that's where their food is, right? And they walk by it probably 100 times a day. Never once have they stopped and begged by it like, hey, we really want some of this dog food.
Come on, that stuff in the bin? Come on, man.
But I walk up and open that fridge. They can hear it from wherever they are in the house, and they come running in and screeching to a stop, and they just sit there and beg, like, are you going to give me some of that? Like, they know that food in there is something that they like way better than what comes twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. Yeah. So I back in the day, this is how fucked up we are as humans. We took this wild animal that was out there running around, having a good time. It knew what it liked to eat, and it would catch that thing, and it would kill it, and it would eat it. And then we were like, no, but you're so adorable that you need to live in my house.
Stop eating rabbits and shit, buddy.
And I'll decide what's best for you to eat. And then that's all you'll eat the rest of your life. And then people were at home were like, but my dog fucking goes ham on his bowl when I poured it in there. Yes, it's because you're starving him. They starve. The dogs want to eat all the time. They need to eat all the time, but we decide twice a day, you eat at this time and this time. And listen, if you locked us up into a fucking house and we had no access to food either after a while, we'd eat that dog food too. And we would eat it just as fast as they do because we'd be fucking starving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just got to me.
Yeah. So you're saying that you're kind of like, because can you imagine how good it smells with all the different food smells coming out of that refrigerator?
Are you kidding me?
And can you imagine how good, like if a dog had thumbs and can do the thing with the wine glass, you know, the little twirl? Like, can you imagine the palate on a dog must be incredible?
Because their nose is so good.
Yes.
So they can taste sniffer. And if you tasted dog food, we have this animal with probably the most sophisticated palate on the planet.
Born sommeliers.
And we have somehow managed to find a way to make food that has absolutely no taste.
Yep.
We took ingredients that have taste and combined them all together and somehow managed to extract the flavor and just make it crunchy.
And just be like, yo, dude, you want to eat duck or salmon? Like, shut the fuck up. There's no salmon. There's no duck in there.
Neither. I don't care what's it. You might as well put shit in it. As long as you can get the taste out, it's going to go down the sink.
Yeah. Just put it on the package, and that's all that matters. Yeah. This is turkey. It's wild rice, turkey, peas, and carrot. Oh, well, fuck, dude. You guys just balled it up like that, little hard balls. Well, my dog will love that.
There's always a big picture of like a Thanksgiving roasted turkey on the front of it. Who's that for? Who's that? That's for you, the owner. Like, oh, look at how I'm treating my dog. Why don't you open it up and taste it first?
Or you go, oh, you know what? I would want to eat that. If I would want to eat some salmon with wild rice, who don't want that, bro? Put that in a ball. Okay.
Why don't we?
So my dog will definitely eat it.
Every section of dog food should just be laid out with a little tray, a little sampler tray. Mm-hmm. And then the owner should have to taste it first to decide whether or not you're going to buy it. Because if we do that, it's all going to taste the same. It's just crunchy kibble that has zero taste to it. That's all it is.
You think that there's a chance that dogs kind of rise up against the nutritional, you know, boundaries that they're held in by?
I would. I mean, listen, we all love our dogs, right?
I love my dog.
But essentially, they're slaves.
Yeah, they are.
We're just like, we're loving slave owners, right? because we pet him, we love on him. We don't really make him do shit. We just expect him to be around when we want him.
Just bark if there's a fool outside that we don't know.
Yeah, lay here and be cute. You know, that's all we need you to do. But you're not running around outside free. You know, I can go kill rabbits like you want to or whatever in hell. You're going to stay right here, be a good little dog, and just sit at my feet while I watch TV.
That always reminds me of that scene. I don't know if it was that movie Funny Farm with Chevy Chase. When they move out there, and then he's like, just let the dogs go out to run around, and they just take off, and they just keep going and keep going, and they go into the forest, and they never come back. And then he just randomly sees them on the property here and there.
He just goes running by every now and then.
Yeah, the two dogs, goners. But yeah, I think the only dogs that are not, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, somebody that's held there against their will.
Mm-hmm.
I think the doggies that you can be, I see people taking on walks with no leash.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be there.
Yeah. My dogs would probably do that. I think they're pretty, like, I can leave the gate open in the backyard. It's not a problem. Mm-hmm. They'll stop and they'll look, you know, if every now and then I didn't say, get back here. They might creep their way out there. I don't know.
Yeah. But you got some smart dogs, though. You got two golden retrievers and shit.
Yeah. But they're, you know, there are farm dogs that just run around a farm and now, run away if they wanted. But
why didn't the police ever use those kind of dogs? Were they too intellectual? They're like, you don't need to get them out, but give them more of a blue collar job like this?
Man, I think it's all political. I think the German Shepherd lobby was just really, really strong.
Yeah, you know that's just who got him in first, bro.
Yeah, they were like, they you know, they greased some palms, padded some pockets. We're like, hey, only use German Shepherds for police dogs?
Now, how long has Germany been a country? Like, what came first, Germany, the country, or the shepherd from that area?
It was definitely sometime before 1972.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to think about that. I think that's definitely right. I think you're on something there.
I'm not sure how far it goes back before that, but I know it was a country in 1972.
Okay.
Because I was 1 year old, and I remember people talking about Germany being a country. It was right when I could start to understand English.
Yeah, you were a big history buff out the gate anyways. People don't even know that.
Yeah.
Big history buff.
I know that sometimes I think God does. Like, I don't think God gave a shit about the dog, right?
You don't think so?
I think he cared. I don't think the dog had enough purpose to what the world needs from it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I think that. Like, I think we have a real need for spiders to do what they do in order to keep the ecosystem balanced, right? So God made the spider so fucking scary looking that we don't want to fuck with them.
Yeah.
We leave them alone. If he would have made spiders look like real, real tiny golden retrievers, we'd be fucking hoarding them things up and keeping them in our house and making them eat what we think they should eat. But God's like, no, I need them to eat these bugs. So I'm going to make them so creepy and fucking scary looking that you'll just leave them the fuck outside.
Yeah. You just run away from them.
I mean, I think that theory proves that God didn't give a shit about the dog. We didn't need the dog. He made him so cute that we would want to own them.
I also just kind of had a realization right now about some shit. Like, at some point in the future, we're going to have all these little robotic drones that are solar powered in our house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to be able to have a robotic tarantula that looks real, though. It looks real. Mm-hmm. And you could hide, like, you could put your cocaine in that fat sack of the tarantula, right?
Right.
Probably fit an 8-ball in there if you're a larger size tarantula.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just fucking set him loose in the house. And like, he's always hiding somewhere. He's always moving. They actually mimic the movements of an actual tarantula. So at the end of the day, if anybody ever gets in trouble, if something happens, no one's ever going to find your drug. And then, on you have an app to your fucking remote spider, and you just say, okay, come home. And then it walks back to you. And then it's when it's time to, you know, start cutting up, you know, rails.
You're right.
How dope would that be? Like, yo, you guys ready? Dink. And then you see a fucking tarantula come over, and then he goes, and it opens up, and it's just a fucking 8-ball in there.
But that's when the police will come out with police robot tarantulas.
No, whatever kills tarantulas.
And they'll, like some kind of, the bird-eating spider.
Yeah.
I mean, the spider-eating birds. Like, it'll be some kind of robotic animal that feeds on tarantulas, mm-hmm. and then it will come around and pull the tarantula over. Woo, 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 woo. The tarantula will have to pull over, and then it'll pull up there, and it'll be like, you got anything inside your robot body I need to know about? And it's going to be like, oh, it shouldn't be. And he's like, okay, just open it up real quick. And then we're going to have fucking robot spider attorneys.
I'll tell you what, I really didn't think about
the future is going to be a mess.
I didn't think about the legal system of all the fake little buddies carrying drugs around your house. Unconspicuous. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the future sounds more and more complicated the more I think about it, man.
It does. It's going to be a mess. Just a real mess.
Oh, man. The legal system for all that, all the drone stuff.
God.
My drone. You know what? Honestly, though, Jetsons, they had to be the closest, right? I mean, those are what's going to happen. Those are just drones once we learn how to harness the energy that's being produced by the little buddies on the outside and suck them in.
Because we're
going to learn that. We're going to figure that out like we figured out electricity, and then we're going to go bonkers, right? You know, how to fucking power cars that do, you know, 0 to 60 real quick, you know, like the Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to happen now with the drones, because you already see now people flying around on shit now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like aliens. Like, you see the footage of shit, and you're like, I don't know. Every time I see a guy flying around with a fucking backpack landing from ship to ship, I'm just like, man, the 90s, all the cartoons from the 80s have almost come true.
Oh.
All the technology from Knight Riders now. Well, a good portion of it. Obviously, the Apple Watch talking to the car.
Right.
The car being Siri talking back.
Got it.
Siri is fucking Knight Rider. That's Kit. Kit is Siri. Apple Watch, that's Michael Knight talking in, except I don't have the cool leather pants and jacket to match.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, now we got the Rocketeer guy flying around.
Yep.
It's a weird gap. I wonder what the talking with the into the FaceTiming shit. Even in 2007, 2008, 2009, it was still to me like it was just something that was from Star Trek and it didn't make sense.
Yeah. Remember Star Trek, the little communicator?
Yeah.
It was the flip phone.
Yeah.
Somebody saw that coming back then when they were making the first generations of Star Trek.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's all happened. I wonder what little kids and shit like that, that age group think is super high tech right now. That's not tangible to them. That was actually only 30 years out.
Well, look at Minority Report, a movie with Tom Cruise where they could fucking see the future and all that shit. Like, mm-hmm. Deja Vu, where they could view the past and travel back. Like, that's going to happen one day. And they're going to be like, remember that old movie 30 years ago that came out? Like, they were fucking doing that. Like, everything comes true eventually.
The one letdown is the hoverboard. That's the one letdown so far.
From Back to the Future, the second or third one or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, we should be having hoverboards, bro.
I don't know why we don't.
I think it's an infrastructure thing. I think there needs to be a certain material laid out throughout the city to that you can get that magnetic force rocking and rolling, like on the train that rolls on the however it works, where it's basically just hovering over the track. It's not because of the magnetic forces and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They've harnessed magnetic forces, and this would only be a topic for our next guest. You guys are pumped. He's here. You've heard him. You've seen his movies. Magneto, guys. Give it up for Magneto. We have Magneto on the show. We have Magneto. He's running a little bit late.
Yeah, it all comes true, though. I try to think about, you know, the Jetsons, all those shows, or it's like, oh, look at all this crazy shit. And then now we have it. So I can't wait until, like, little kids that are running around right now are our age, my age, and then they're like, fuck. Remember when we just thought it was like almost a joke that you could travel back in time and do shit? That you could
remember fucking, they used to just think that it would never be a thing?
Yeah, that you could teleport instantly to a whole nother part of the world.
Shout out. Also, huge shout out, Todd, right now, goes out to my homies over at the Chili's in Shelton, Connecticut.
That's good.
Stand up, Shelton. Oh, man, Chili's was lit.
Love a good Chili's. Love, you know,
listen, I'm going to Chili's. What do I see they have in the menu? Oh, what's that? Cheesesteak egg rolls. Pam. Hey, Pam, let's kick it off with some of them cheesesteak egg rolls, Pam.
I was just going to say Chili's was the first one. like as a chain to come out with the fucking creative egg roll thing.
Yeah.
Where there was like sliced diagonally. Yeah.
The diagonal slice.
Oh, come on. The Southwest chili steak or whatever in the hell it was.
Well, I thought you were going to say the Southwest to Northeast cut, which would be diagonal.
Yeah, that's a good way to refer to it.
We're going Southwest Northeast. Yeah. Whoa, diagonal.
You want to see something hilarious?
I'd love to.
Speaking of the future and technology.
Yes, I do.
Sit back and watch a bunch of older people try to use Alexa. I was at my mom and dad's house, and there was an argument going on. Not an argument, but Alexa was too loud. For whatever reason, I mean, my mom had that thing set. When she went off or something, she was fucking rattling the windows. She was loud as shit. So my uncle, my dad, everybody were like, oh, turn that down, turn that down. So my mom didn't know that there's a little volume thing at the top. You can just tick, 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 and set it down yourself real quick. She stood in front of that thing for easily 35, 40 minutes.
Just no way.
First, it started with, Alexa. No answer. And I'm like, Mom, she did that like 30 times. I'm like, I think you have to give a command right afterward. Like, Alexa grabs, when you say Alexa, that grabs her attention. Like, oh, I'm about to have to do something. But she would just go, Alexa. And she thought Alexa was going to be like, yes, Yula, what do you need? Right. She didn't follow the command. So then I tell her that. So she's like, Alexa, turn the volume down. And nothing was playing. Right. So she won't do anything. So then I was like, I think you have to tell her to play something. Cause now I'm into it. I'm like, I just want to watch the show. I didn't tell her about the button on the top yet. So I'm like, yeah, I think you have to have her play something. And then while it's playing really loud, then you have to tell her to turn the volume down. So she knows how to, so she was like, Alexa, what's the weather today in Shelbyville? And she would start talking. But it was real quick. Like, today the weather in Shelbyville is cloudy or partly sunny, and then be done. So she would get done before my mom could get, she'd be like, Alexa, the weather today, turn it on. Oh, it's over. Like, fuck. So then she sit there and it's like, all right, how about you tell her to play a song? So it's longer. So then she was like, Alexa, play the happy birthday song. And it would play. And then she was like, Alexa, volume down. Well, it only goes down one little notch, right? It's still loud as fuck. So she does this like 50 times to try to incrementally get it down to where she needs to. And then finally my uncle spoiled it. He was like, there's a little button at the top. You can just push that. So she pushes it and gets it done in like 2 seconds. But laughing my ass off. Oh my God. It was so funny.
My mom's definitely an Android user. So she has to have Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if she, when I was there, did I hear her talking to Alexa? I don't think so.
Oh, really?
But I need to get that happening. That's for sure.
You got to get her on there and fucking turn it all the way up and just watch, see how she deals with it.
Yo, you know what I want to talk about? Rough and Rowdy for a second.
Uh-oh. I didn't get to watch it. What happened?
Well, okay, so last week, Chef Donnie called me up, bro, out of nowhere. Obviously, you know, there's been some, not the greatest of history between me and him.
Right.
He fucking called. I get a FaceTime from a random number, and I don't really answer those. And then he got a message, hey, it's Donnie. Can I get some advice from you from Rough and Rowdy? I'm like, yeah, bro. I was surprised as fuck that he would call me and ask me.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got a FaceTime call, gave him some best advice I can give him. Which it did appear like he did attempt to roll with said advice.
Okay.
Then we had some good tweet exchanges and shit. And he ended up winning, and I was happy for him.
He beat that big ass muscle dude.
That dude, bro, was like, I couldn't believe what a waste of muscles, man.
Really?
What a waste of muscles. Hey, the kid's good at content when he does. You know, good for him. But, man, bro.
So Chef Donnie worked him over?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I would say he got more shots in.
Yeah. Okay.
There was definitely not like, it was like the other guy got a few. He could see he was getting some confidence, but it's, so it happens 3 minutes, 3 1-minute rounds. You got to figure that shit out quick, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I go, what? This guy, I mean, I thought he'd have definitely be a little bit more of a challenge for sure.
Right.
But no, dude, he
brought nothing.
No, man, it was pretty dog shit. He was the guy that kept doing the twirls and shit, like where he ends up showing his back to your opponent. You know what I mean? That type of shit.
What about Tyrone Woodley and Jake Paul?
Someone fucking tell that guy to throw a punch, bro. The only time he throws one big punch, the motherfucker goes flying into the ropes. It would have been one of the ugliest knockdowns. If Tyrone Woodley has his back to the ropes on the other side of the ring, and he hits Jake Paul with that combo that he hit him with, that series of punches, it would have been one of the ugliest knockdowns you've ever seen in your life, bro. He would have went flying to the canvas. He flew into the fucking ropes, like full on back into the ropes, head in between, sticking out between ropes two and three, top rope, middle rope. You know what I mean? It was unbelievable. Every round that the dude, I mean, he got a few shots in, but Tyron Woodley didn't throw. He threw six punches in the first round, 12 the second round. He was just fucking walking him down, bro. And I don't know if it was for a payday to lose a split decision, because he could double down and fight him again and let him loose and embarrass him. But the only time he actually threw fucking hard-ass punches, it was a problem.
Well, here's what it's coming down to. I mean, I don't want to accuse anybody of anything. Again, I sound like just a fucking dickhead for even challenging someone of the status of the Paul brothers. Like, they're just fucking monsters. And anybody that can figure out a way to make so much money deserves all the credit in the world.
1,000,000%.
But at some point, are we going to start questioning whether or not these fights are predetermined beforehand? Because Tyrone Woodley is a monster, and here his punch count. And no, if we were to take the history of his career and take his punch count numbers and put it against that one, granted, this is a boxing match. There should be even more punches thrown than an MMA match. It's probably, 5% of the volume he's used to putting up?
Yeah. And, you know, he has the way he blocks. You know, in difference in MMA and boxing, the main thing is that you can, you have way less to, you have no kicks to worry about. You have no knees to worry about. So, you know,
you're punching way less. And
he's over here like almost swiping at punches like he's going at kicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like his defense was still complete MMA defense compared to boxing defense. But I was just like, come on, guy. You're fucking Tyrone Woodley, man. Some punches, dude.
I think they're getting paid a certain amount of money to perform a very specific way. I'm just going to say it. I watched the Floyd Mayweather thing over and over and over again. Floyd Mayweather obviously was holding back. Whenever he wanted to do something, Logan Paul was just eating shit. I mean, pop, 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 pop. He'd lay 10 punches in a row with no problem. Then just back off for a minute, a full minute.
Now, isn't there some sort of legality, though, to this?
Because it's not sanctioned. It's not sanctioned. It's not a professional fight. They're all classified as exhibitions.
Oh.
There's no governing body that's sanctioning these fights.
Woodley said that they made him he had to do a piss test, but then he found out they weren't even doing drug testing. So why did they take, who took his piss, he said?
I'm sure that was part of the contract. I mean, there's been nothing I've seen that they're all listed as exhibitions. I know Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather was. So there was like, there's no rules that would apply to a sanctioned event, a sanctioned fight. That's the whole reason that Floyd Mayweather was allowed to fight Logan Paul. You can't sanction a fight that two guys that have that big a difference in weight. It's illegal.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, man. I think, you know, there'd be NDAs and everything signed with your deal, so nobody's ever going to fucking release it.
Especially when you're making this much money.
But how many talented fucking guys, world beaters, are we going to see go in there with these two brothers and just fucking barely do anything?
Yeah.
They're not getting hurt themselves, obviously. They wouldn't go in there and allow that to happen, but they're not destroying the other person, which and they give little moments where, like you just said, where they clearly prove that they could.
Yeah.
Just so you know, real quick.
I mean, bro, it looks like the guy, he almost fell out of the fucking ring, bro. He almost fell out of the ring.
So what do you think?
I honestly, now the way you kind of put it and the way I'm thinking, there's no way it's not, bro. I mean, right? Six punches. All he did was follow him around the ring and occasionally throw some weak ass, you know, hit him with a jab and it would go, what? I mean, not a weak ass jab, because whenever Woodley did hit the fool with a jab,
Mm-hmm.
He fucking cocked his head back.
Right. Now, and, you so know, think of it this way too, right? Like, you, they don't even have to disclose the purse, really. Yeah. They are doing it for entertainment value. Who knows what the rest of the, you know, they could be paying them way more behind the scenes to do whatever they want them to do. But think of it this way. It has, it's a money driven decision by the athlete on the other side. Obviously, there's no fucking way Floyd Mayweather fights Jake or Logan Paul if it's not a gigantic amount of money, right?
I think he made like 90 million or something.
Yeah. That's the only reason they're doing it. So that's greed in itself. That's greedy. I mean, good for them. Go get your payday. I would too. I'm just saying greedy in the, like, there's nothing athletically for them to prove about themselves by taking these fights. Everyone expects them to win. If they don't win, then, you know, it could fucking stain their whole career.
Yeah. And they actually do train and they are fighting, so they can beat up the Nate Robinsons of the world or the fucking,
sure,
you know, and
look, kick my ass. No doubt.
And it does make more sense about the Ben Askren thing, because I'm like, now, I mean, listen, Ben Askren has taken punishment, bro, and he goes down with one shot to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off, man. I think it was just a buildup. Like, they must have had him take a dive for a certain amount of dough to hype up the fact, oh, man, this kid might be the real deal. And they throw Woodley in there, and it's a fucking dog and pony show. But shout out to the fights before that, though.
They're really
those
good.
Fights were unreal. Dude, there was fucking unreal. Jordan Love, I think his name was. He fought this Mexican dude. That was a good-ass fight. We had had a good-ass heavyweight battle with a knockout in the first round. Then we had one of the best boxing matches I've ever seen, the two women going at each other, this chick Mercado from Mexico, right, against Serrano from Puerto Rico. And they went bonkers, and they fucking went to war for 10 rounds, 8 rounds of 3 minutes or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So the undercard fights were awesome.
And I hope I'm, because I haven't checked on what Joe Rogan's been saying, so I hope I'm not saying something that, oh, you're just saying whatever Joe, if Joe Rogan's already said something like this, but I just haven't, like, I bow down to Joe Rogan. If there's anything, nobody knows more about fights than that guy, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I just haven't checked to see what he said, and now I'm kicking myself for not having done that already. But I'm curious to what he thinks, because I think maybe he's alluded to this before, but I don't dig it if it's going on, because I don't want to see, you know, these former champions lowering themselves to that. I get everybody needs money.
And it could be a humongous work, right? Obviously, it could be a huge work. But again, it could just be a huge work for them with MMA fighters and the Paul camp. In order to start getting MMA fighters to fucking get paid the money they should be getting paid, not these weak ass numbers that Dana fucking White's paying these guys.
And I hope that's the case, because anything that makes them pay those guys more, because, dude, it's like highway robbery. I think, I mean, I love the UFC, Dana White, whatever, but we all know we have friends in that system, and they were back. I mean, not too long ago, dudes were getting their heads kicked in for $2,000 on the biggest fighting platform next to HBO boxing, you know, like,
God
crazy.
Damn,
crazy.
Yeah. That's I can't say, you know, when you put it as entertainment, you can't say that it's not, you know, football, I think, is the same way technically. Like, if they want, well, I don't know, because of the gambling, but yeah, because that's another thing about the gambling, right? So how do, if it's now the rigged part even goes deeper though, because of the gambling, like, is there max bets on this gambling? Because there, is it a max bet?
That's a great question. But, you know, as we well know well enough, you can fucking bet on, you know, what's going to happen on Big Brother this season. So, like, I don't know if people
can
are.
Can you
like,
really? Can you really?
Yeah. You can bet on reality shows, all kinds of crazy shit.
Well, that's also why they make people stay locked up for 3 months and you can't. I'm a little, because there's a big show that I'd like to audition for technically right now that I could.
Mm-hmm.
That I've gotten the guy should, that I've gotten the old, you should be auditioning for this. But, if it's anything like MasterChef Sean O'Neill told me, bro, you are locked up for, you're in jail for 3 months in a hotel room. You can't have your phone. You get 5 books.
I don't care, Sean. Do it. Have you seen the amount of Twitter followers these people have on these dumb shows? I'm talking the dumb ones. Yours is probably even a way better one. But, like, these people on Big Brother and shit, like, their social media numbers are huge. Mm. Way worth it. You know what I mean? worth it. You fucking, I saw what you did to train for one fight to make a few thousand dollars. You can go through a way softer version of that and just not be able to use your phone for 6 weeks to get a fucking.
Or 3 months.
Yeah, or for 400,000 Twitter followers. I mean, mm-hmm. come on.
They'd have to let me play Warzone. Come on, guys. I won't talk, bro. I'll change my username, dude. I won't even talk, bro. I don't even. Just give me a headset. I don't need the talking part of the headset.
You would be great on one of those shows. Great. I don't know what one you're talking about, but any reality show, you just have the personality for it. Like you would be what I'm saying is you'll be a fan favorite immediately.
Well, the only thing I think I've been in this shit for so long that I'm not usually the guy that just comes. When I got a job at Barstool, right? When Pat brought me on and you guys were all already on, I didn't come in there gangbusters. I came in real soft and nice, like, because I was just like, hey, not trying to step anybody's feet here, man. Just Pat invited me in, so here I am.
Right.
And, you know, and I didn't try to, like, go bonkers or until we were all on the air for the early, you know, like episodes 40 through 50 of the Pat McAfee show originally.
Right.
So, you know, I just was like, I'd jump in when I could or when I was, you know, I didn't want anybody to think I was trying to, you know, come in there and fucking show everybody up or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? And that's never the plan. I just either I get comfortable enough to be who the fuck I am or I don't. Right. And same thing at Barstool. I didn't go in there busting in like these other fools go busting in, bro. And I go, well, maybe I should go busting in sometimes, dude.
I think if you get on a reality show, you go busting in.
You got to bust in, right?
Because who knows what's going to happen politically with once you get in there, what you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you might, I think what the best advice is always become the fan favorite. Look at our dude, Eric Banks, Big Easy.
Yeah.
He became a fan favorite. I mean, he wasn't beating people in challenges and shit. He was just lasting a long time. And part of lasting a long time, I think, is you become a fan favorite, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody, the fans never wanted him to leave. And then he would get asked back and boom, 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 boom. I mean, I think that's how you capitalize.
All right. I guess I have to try it. I have to go for it.
You got to try it, dude.
I mean, again, at the end of the day, it was, it's not like I'm going to be on the show. I'm just getting the push to audition.
You might get on it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at your personality. You're built for it.
Yo, what else, man? What's fucking Todd up to, bro?
What I'm up to. Dude, I went to go see my parents. My uncle's up from Sardinia, by the way.
Yeah, he's still here.
Yeah, he came up to visit, see my dad. My dad's not doing great, so he's coming up to knock out a visit. And so I've been down there seeing him, and it's hilarious. It's hilarious to hear, like, him, his views of our country now, even because he's born and raised here. But he's been gone so long, and he only comes back every so many years, you know, for 2 weeks. But I think it's so fucking cool to watch, like, every day he and my cousin, his daughter, go get a milkshake every day. Because in Italy, in Sardinia, where he lives, which is off the Buda, Italy, they don't have, like, real ice cream like we have. It's gelato. I was like, what? Is this because of a dairy thing? You don't have the cows? I don't know what. And he's like, I just never got the hang of it, I think. They just never got the fucking hang of ice cream. So they're just like, gelato, it's fine. It's kind of ice cream. And they just stopped there. Yeah, and now I'm thinking, God, every time I hear people or see people on social media just fucking bashing our country and how shitty it is. You imagine living in a country with no ice cream.
Yeah.
Right? You can go out right now.
You can
walk out your front door right now, throw up a ball, and hit as far as you want in any direction. You're going to be able to hit someplace that sells milkshakes. And they're all good.
Or a store that sells them, or an actual guy in there making them. And they got 500 different things to make with them.
Mm-hmm.
And 1,200 flavors.
I mean, put the whole world in perspective for me. I'm like, what if we didn't have milkshakes? What are we bitching about?
You know what? I don't want to be talking about a world I don't want to live in, man.
Right?
No ice cream, no milkshakes. That is absolute. That's almost inhumane. Like, you could almost bring people up on international crimes for that.
I mean, I think so. I don't know what's going on over there, but, you know, we're running around helping out all these countries. I don't know why we're not sending in fucking troops to get Sardinia some ice cream.
I don't know. I mean, what about the Dairy Queen? She never wanted to fucking go overseas.
Right?
She wanted to do the reverse of what England did in the early days to America. All you got to do is fucking ship it over there to Italy. It's take over shop. What's up with Dairy Queen not stepping up?
I'm here to tell you right now, Sean, we opened a Dairy Queen franchise in Sardinia. We're fucking billionaires because my cousin's born and raised Sardinia. She's Sardinian, and she loves the fuck out of some ice cream and some milkshakes.
I see that, though. Every time I go back to California, I go to In-N-Out Burger about four times that week. You know, I get it. Mm-hmm. They don't have it here. I need it. I go to Yuma, Arizona. I go to Chili Pepper six times in a week. No problem.
And I was like, so you just mean you just don't have good ice? No, we don't have ice cream. We have gelato, which is like shitty ice cream.
Well, they also have Italian ice, no?
What is it? You don't even ask.
How the fuck you don't have Italian ice, bro? It's Italian icy, bro. It's your guys' stuff.
Yeah. Fuck. It's so.
Germany has the shepherd. Italy has the ice.
What about these countries with no ice cream? Nobody's talking about it, Sean. Nobody.
That's pretty wild. Well, didn't Italy originally side with Hitler in World War II?
They were on the wrong side of things.
Yeah, I mean, we forgave them. So, you know, maybe we just didn't allow it. We're like, you know what? Fuck you guys for all that.
Here's the deal.
We'll let you slide, but no ice cream. Just gelato.
No ice cream. We need the recipe for the ice cream. No.
No.
You guys fought on the wrong side.
You chose to follow Hitler. So guess what? You want some communist fucking shit? How about this? No ice cream forever.
Boom. You guys are only allowed to make this shitty version of ice cream. That's it.
Yeah. And then also just grab some ice and put some Kool-Aid on it.
Yeah. That's all you get. Those are your two frozen treats right there. And we catch you making anything else. We'll come over there, put a boot in your ass.
And they made it so
good. It's the American way.
And Italian ice is so good. Tupac was rapping about it, man. Y'all remember the Italian ices? Remember the Italian ices? In an interlude before one of his tracks. But you know what, though? It could be like the Hong Kong annexation over there, right? Like, and 100 years later, they just had to give it back to China. Mm. So maybe in like 2046, out of nowhere, the cutoff of the ice cream to the country of Italy due to their decisions of May they made of World War II. Ends and then boom, ice cream floods the Italian streets.
Boom.
You
think of all the problems in the world, you know. I thought I'd heard them all, and I had no idea there were just people that couldn't get
honestly,
ice cream.
I almost want to get a GoFundMe started, maybe start shipping, you know, choppering out some ice cream, just dropping it from the skies.
Can we get some
it parachute down like the way we ship in Hummers?
There you go. Can we just pack them in C-130s that have refrigerated cooling systems in the back and just ship them? Now, a bunch of those little cups with the little wooden spoons and just drop them?
Now, what's the ice cream, all three? It's called Napoleon.
The Neapolitan.
Isn't that an Italian word?
I think it might be.
How the fuck?
Let's look it up.
There's something going on here, man.
Neapolitan.
I mean, that's. I thought you pulled out a book, bro. Like, you're going to go into a book like it was a fucking encyclopedia right now. Let me look real quick.
I want to see the origins of it. A native citizen of Naples is referred to as a Neapolitan.
How in the fuck do they have this guy naming off one of the most popular ice creams from my childhood, and they don't even have it, man? It's definitely, they were sanctioned, bro. Italy was sanctioned over ice cream. Yeah. There's an ice cream sanction, and if I'm running for office anywhere in Italy for any sort of legitimate political seat,
right?
My entire campaign is going to be focused on getting the sanctions lifted against ice cream.
Come on,
I'm going to call it the Neapolitan Bill, the Bill of Neapolitan.
There you go.
They have to pass there.
And maybe I'm speaking on all of Italy. Maybe this only applies to the country of Sardinia, but I would assume that Sardinia has what Italy has, so only gelato.
Wow.
I don't know, dude.
I don't get it, man.
It's scary.
I'll tell you this, though.
I was like, why are you going back? To stay here. Hide out in the attic like Anne Frank. Hide in my mom and dad's upstairs. I never go home. We'll bring ice cream every day.
They want to move to Shelbyville for the ice cream time.
Right?
They want to leave the boot down there by the boot, and they want to move. That's how good ice cream is, that they want to leave Italy. Mm-hmm. Like, probably one of the top places to live, I assume.
I would think.
Except for during COVID. That was wild. They were fucked.
They had a pretty bad COVID.
But they had it real bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to move to Shelbyville from Italy, all for the ice cream, I'm about to go get ice cream after we get off this mic.
Right?
I ate some ice cream this weekend. I had a Snickers bar, the ice cream Snickers bar.
Is there anything so good. Better,
those,
first of
those
all?
Things, and the Twix one's unbelievable, too, though.
I think if I had to right now, if you're like, I'm not talking about ice cream like you eat with a spoon out of a thing, but if you were to say what is the best ice cream treat, like that comes in a wrapper, it's going to be hard to beat that frozen, the Snickers ice cream bar.
I'll tell you what else is top notch, though, and is essentially the same thing, just in different form, are the Nestle Crunch little dippers, little dips. You get a little thing, a little cup full of these little ice cream balls that are crapped in the Nestle Crunch chocolate, which, again, a top candy growing up. So, I mean, so again, good. It's the same thing. It's the candy bar wrapped in ice cream, right? Or the, you know, ice cream wrapped in the candy bar outside.
Yeah.
But again, you're getting closer of an actual experience to the candy bar when you go with the caramel ice cream Snickers bar and the Twix ice cream bar.
It's just so good. And whoever came up with the drumstick.
Oh, come on, guy.
So fucking delicious.
Man. That chocolate tip with the chocolate tips, that's that guy. The guy who thought of the chocolate tip also. Good job, buddy.
That's your very last bite, Sean. Not only does it keep ice cream from dripping through the sugar cone out the bottom hole, your last bite is a fucking wafer cookie covered in chocolate?
With some vanilla ice cream?
Come on.
Goddamn. Standing O for this man, bro. Jesus.
Can I ask you a serious question, though?
Go ahead.
When you're eating ice cream that's in the cone, do you every now and then push the ice cream down into the cone with your tongue? Like, to hammer it down?
Yeah.
So that when you get to the bottom of the cone, you ensure there's ice cream in the last bite?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I do respect that move, and I have done that move.
Okay. I didn't know if that was just me, if I was just a weirdo or whatever, but, you know, I remember the day that that occurred to me when I figured that out and that light bulb went off. It was a big fucking day, dude. I was like, God damn it. You know how many ice cream cones I've eaten where I ran out of ice cream for, like, the mm-hmm. last two bites of the cone?
Yeah.
All I had to do was this.
Yeah. It also builds up a stronger tongue muscle as well.
It does. It makes you way better.
You want to start piercing starfish.
Blah, 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 blah. Like, man.
You want to be a real starfish piercer.
I mean, do you think ice cream cones are put on here so that we'd be better at cunnilingus?
I mean, they definitely weren't put here so we get worse at it. I know that. No one fucking said, let's get these things out. You got to lick and suck on for a while at regular temperatures, you know, like sub-zero temps in order to get worse at it, bro.
I want to say right now that I'm 100% confident that any girl who's like, yeah, my dude, he doesn't know how to munch box. Then I got to say that guy. Didn't eat enough ice cream cones.
You should go buy a box of Bomb Pops, homie.
He was the kid that was next to you while you were savoring it and licking the edges so it wouldn't melt. He was the kid next to you just taking full bites until
you're biting it like it's corn on the cob, man.
Dude, you don't know how to eat ice cream cone,
bro. Dude, pucker up your mouth.
Use your tongue.
Start sucking, kid. Use your tongue in there. Why are you biting down on it, weirdo? There was always a savage kid that could bite down on the little icy pops.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, damn, kid, you need to stop biting down on ice like that, man. You're a serial killer. You suck it, bro, until it goes away, man. There's a strong chance they put ice cream here just to make sure that the planet continues to populate.
Right?
You know?
Yeah, to make sure girls get in the mood.
But the problem is it could start early habits wrong because you get the double popsicle sticks. Now you're sucking on two sticks at the same time. You know what I mean? That's when you start to get into those murky waters. You know what I mean? You want to at least break it in half and give one to one and one to the other.
Or you know, you That's the key, right? You got to, you learn at one point how to just snap those in half perfectly, and then you eat them one at a time, or you work on them, you know, in conjunction, like this one.
That's where bad habits start to form, though.
Right.
Next thing you know, you're taking the ice creams that you broke off, and you're slapping yourself in the face with both of them. You know what I mean?
When you see that little girl in school and she's broken in half and she's just like fucking, she's got one rubbing up on the side of her cheek and then the
get
other
that out of her, get one out of her hand
on the chin. Yeah, put them down. You gotta, you're making.
That's why it's important to just break them off and just get separate them early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
don't even let people know that there's two as a kid until you're old enough age where you could buy your own ice cream and you figure out that you could be sucking on two at once.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're an adult. Make your own decisions.
Yeah, I agree.
We can't be pounding this shit anybody's heads early.
Right. let them figure it out in time. Oh, my God. I just occurred to me.
What's that?
No one in Italy knows how to eat pussy.
That's why all
no ice cream comes.
That's why when Junior from The Sopranos was put on blast for going to, for cunnilingus and he wanted to fight people over it. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Fort Wayne, I think it's September 11th, Saturday, September 11th. I'll be there.
Yes.
Come hang out. Fort Wayne Comedy Club 2 at Pierre's.
Great, great place. Great venue. It's really cool in there. Everybody should go. There's a good opportunity to party afterward there. So I think I'm going.
Awesome.
Right now I've committed to going. I even told your promoter that I'm going. So unless something pops up right now to fuck that up, I'm going to be going. It's a cool place. Awesome. You're going to fucking dig it. People are going to dig it. It's going to be a great show. It's Sean.
I've already been talking to some of my homies over at the Fort Wayne Car Club.
Nice.
Yeah, I told them I'd lock them off some spots right out front so they could park their sweet-ass cars out front.
Sweet.
You know, and that's what we're doing, man.
Nice.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. All right, brother. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and do this 2 days from now all over again. And I'm going to start getting my liver ready for Fort Wayne.
All right, buddy.
I'm going to go start drinking right now. Practice.
Hey, well, you get in there. You work it out, bro. Go get you a couple of popsicles and get ready,
then
bro.
I'm going to fucking take down a bomb pop slowly.
you let the tip of the bomb pop hit that little bag that hangs in the back of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
All right. You know what? That was too far. Let's go. I'll
depends,
see you later,
depends on my perspective you're looking at. Love you, brother.
Later, buddy. Love you.